17 other states already have similar laws in place. David Gardner is the chair of the Associated Students of Madison. He says research on campuses in those states has found the law has led to a significant increase in students' calls for help in alcohol-related emergencies. He says when students know they won't get a ticket on their record, they're more likely to call.
Ultimately, you're fearful that, you know, for calling for help, you'll really destroy someone's passion. You'll destroy someone's ability to do what they want. But that said, we're not asking for, you know, get out of jail free card. We're asking for consequences for those decisions. We just are asking that they not be fatal consequences.
Gardner says students who make the call for help, as well as the ones in need of medical assistance, may still be required to attend an alcohol intervention program. And if they don't complete it, they'll still face a ticket for underage drinking. But the vice chancellor for student affairs at UW-River Falls, Greg Heintzelman, says the bill takes away an important tool for teaching students about the dangers of drinking too much. He says it would prevent a university from suspending underage drinkers or barring them from living in a residence hall.
There are times where I have worked with students where we've had no other choice other than to remove them from the residence halls, or we've had no other choice other than to suspend them. And I've had students return and thank us for taking that action as an institution, because that was the wake-up call that they needed to change those behaviors.
Heintzelman says more alcohol abuse education is a better way of dealing with the problem than simply removing sanctions. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.